Hey everyone, thanks for joining me. It's really good to be with you in this way. What you're about to see is a weekly online ministry called Catechism. Catechism means simply instruction. And what this is basic Bible instruction in question and answer format. You can use it personally, you can use it for your home or family, you can use it for a small group setting. It's meant as a practical, easily accessible tool for discipleship, living life as a follower of Jesus. And so I pray God would use it as a blessing upon you. These post every Sunday on our webpage and on our Facebook page. Follow the link in the description for an online version of the Catechism, for a PDF download of the Catechism, or to request a free hard copy book of the Catechism. Message me if you need to. Enjoy the study. I hope to see you next week. May God bless you and keep you. All right, here we go. This is for the third Lord's Day in 2021. This is Catechism 2021. I'll pray for us. I have a few announcements, and then we'll get into our devotion for today. Father, we thank you for life, for eternal life, for purpose, for hope. All good things come from you. Help us in our study this morning. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. So first of all, I got a new microphone. I do know that the sound quality on week one and week two were not that good. Now, we did have someone boost the sound quality for the audios and repost those to Sermon Audio. So if for some reason you want to go back and listen to them with a higher quality, the audios are up there on Sermon Audio. But we'll see. I think this one will be better for us. And then also, as an announcement, the hard copy, can you see that there? Hard copy of the Catechism. It has a glossy front in front of this light. It doesn't show up too well, but you could see, well, we'll see when we get there on the page what the cover looks like. But it's a nice book, and I'm excited they finally came in. So if you want one, you can pick one up at church, obviously, or you could request one. Here's our homepage, discipleship tools. Trying to show you this every week, how to get to this page. Structure life and devotion to Christ. Discipleship 2021. There's our calendar you can access. Here's the cover of what that book looks exactly like this. And I will still do the visuals on these videos, going to the online version so you can see them. But I think it would be good to have your own. I'll keep my own and use it at home when we go through these. When I go through these with my family, we watch the videos, and talk about it, and use it for our devotions. We'll be doing that on Sunday. We've slotted out Sunday afternoon. We get home from church. The little one takes his nap. We have some free time, downtime, do whatever we need to do. And then later in the afternoon, but before dinner, we gather together for our devotions. We'll watch the Confession of Faith from the previous week, talk about it. We'll watch the Catechism from the current week, talk about it, and pray together. And then we have lunch, or we have dinner, and get ready for whatever church activities are going on that evening. And so here is where you can request if you want a hard copy to have for you, and just put your name, email. Let's see, that's a little off center. Name, email, and then just request one here. Obviously, we will need your address if you want us to mail that to you, or you could just organize to come pick it up at church. All right, so I already have set up for the third Lord's Day, although I'm going to zoom in here to get this up here, and let's begin. Remember, these are supposed to be a springboard for your devotions, and personally, with your family or in a small group setting. Oh yeah, there was one more announcement that I forgot, and then I remembered, and then I just forgot again. So this is kind of bugging me. Give me just a second to remember what this last announcement was. Oh, yes. In the first video, I said my aim was to get these to be short, which is still true, but I put out there 5 to 7 minutes, I think, or maybe just 5 minutes. And I think that's going to be that's going to be too short of a time to do these. I don't want to rush these. I want there to be substance, but I don't want them to be too long, because I really don't want these to become full-fledged Bible studies. I want these to be a springboard for you, and if they're too long, you won't have any time, really. Well, you will, but time is precious to discuss, to look up the cross references, to study, to pray together, to talk about application, all these different things. So I want them to be short. I don't know what the exact time will be, but that's my heart behind it. I also don't want to rush. I want to give it the material it's due. So without further ado, let's begin. Lord's Day number 3, question number 6. Did God create people wicked and perverse? Remember last week we introduced this idea of the sin and misery of mankind, our depravity. Did God create us that way? Did God create people wicked and perverse? No, God created them good and in his own image, that is, in true righteousness and holiness, that they might truly know God, their creator, love him with all their heart, and live with him in eternal happiness for his praise and glory. For the little part that we expand on in this video, I'll come back to this one, to this question. Question 7. Where did this corrupt human nature come from? That's a great question, right? That's the next logical question. We have this human nature, sinful nature right now, but God didn't create us that way originally. Well, where in the world did it come from? From the fall and disobedience of our first parents, Adam and Eve in paradise. This fall has so poisoned our nature that we are born sinners, corrupt from conception on, except for one person, Jesus, right? Born of the Holy Spirit. And here are some cross references on there. And remember, using those cross references, when you go to one of those, all right, you already have now a larger passage to look at to get the context. And if you have a good, not even a study Bible, even if you have just a Bible with marginal references, those little itty-bitty, it's like 6-point font, sometimes 4-point font in the margins, and it'll give you cross references to study even further. But that's an important topic. So that's one, well, all these are important, but that's one we don't like to admit. That's one that really we can frustrate us. We put up a wall of defense against it, but we need to know that. It's what God reveals in his word. So utilize your cross references there. Question 8, but are we so corrupt that we are totally unable to do any good and naturally inclined toward all evil? Yes, unless we are born again by the Spirit of God. That's why Jesus said, you must be born again. We must be born again. Even things that we do that are on the outside appear to be good from our perspective. They're formally good. They have the form of being good. The heart behind it is not good. And so therefore, they're not good. All of our righteous deeds are filthy garments in God's eyes. They're unclean before him, not acceptable. We must be born again. We must be given new hearts that love him. All right. For a little bit of study here, let's look at question 6. Did God create people wicked and perverse? No, God created them good and in his own image. And so the word I wanted to highlight for us before I pray and close this up. Oh, well, we have to look at our memory verse too. That's on the next page, I believe. Is image. Image. Think of a reflection. Think of when you look in a mirror, you see an image of yourself. It's a reflection of you. It's not you, but it is a reflection of you. It is your image, but it's something different. And humans originally were created in the image of God. The wicked and perverse nature that we have now is a corruption of that. There's still the remnants of being in the image of God. Otherwise, we wouldn't be people. But it's mangled, it's marred, it's twisted and corrupt, so that we are people, truly, but we're sinful people. We're no longer, as it says here, good and holy. We're not perfect reflectors of God's image. We do not perfectly shine back his image and his character as we should. But we were created in true righteousness and holiness, so there's a moral component to being in the image of God that is needs to be restored in Christ, righteousness and holiness, that they may truly know God, their creator. There's a relational aspect to being in the image of God. We are created in his image so that we might truly know him and have a relationship with him. Love him with all their heart. So there's a component of worship. In being the image of God, we are able to know him. We are able to worship him and love him. Live with him in eternal happiness. So there's a component of fellowship and communion. Now, all of these are relational. God created us to be in a relationship with him. Live with him in eternal happiness. That is what is gained in Christ. Eternal life, eternal happiness for his praise and glory. Again, that is the idea of worship that we said earlier under that point of love. But here you can also see the purpose or the end goal of being made in the image of God, and then even though fallen, being redeemed through Christ, with the image of God restored and lifted to a higher heavenly level. It's all for his praise and glory. What does that mean? Well, glory is God shining forth of himself, and praise is praising him for that. It's very simple. He shines forth who he is. We return praise for what has been shown forth. So there you go. So we were created in the image of God. We're fallen into sin. We can be redeemed in Christ. Let's go quickly to commit to heart Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Father, we thank you. Thank you for creating us. Thank you for the gift of eternal life in Christ. We worship you. We give you thanks. We praise you for your glory. It's in Christ. We lift these prayers unto you. Amen. Thank you for joining me. Tune in tomorrow, it would be, for confession, and I'll see you next week.